I want to reflect for a little bit of the programme on events in America, political and violent as well. The Republican convention in Cleveland begins today, but it's overshadowed by events in Baton Rouge yesterday, where three police officers were shot and killed. Several other colleagues were shot in the incident. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joins me now from Cleveland. What is the mood like there as the convention gets underway, Simon Marks? Because this is such a huge issue for America.
I have to say,
Sheila, I think it's pretty subdued here. I mean, those events in Baton Rouge did cast a pall over not just Cleveland. We have had fresh news in the last couple of hours. The authorities in Cleveland say they are now convinced that this was a in Louisiana have said they are now convinced that this was a deliberate ambush by the former U.S. Marine Gavin Long, and that in some way this was connected to the killing by police of Alton Sterling, the black American who was selling outside a supermarket in Baton Rouge just a few days ago. And of course, the fact that America's attention was once again focused on gun violence, this time in Louisiana, has meant that everywhere Donald Trump has gone, he's been asked to react to those events. So he has not entirely been able to put across an unadulterated message about the Republican Party's convention. But he has used it as an opportunity to attack President Obama, saying that it shows, as he put it, that President Obama doesn't have a clue about the divisions that are roiling the United States. And I'm sure that's a theme that Donald Trump and the other speakers at this convention are going to come back to when it's gavelled into order in a few hours' time.
And he, being Donald Trump, launched his running mate yesterday, didn't he, and took a long time to tell us about him.
He did on Saturday, yes. On the air on Saturday, it was rather like watching Ronnie Corbett doing a Shaggy Dog story. You never quite knew when you were going to get to the end of it, and you never quite knew when Mike Pence was going to be ushered onto the stage. And it's an odd choice, because while Mike Pence does gird Donald Trump's less than conservative credentials, because Mike Pence is quite conservative on many social issues that matter to core Republican voters, they are divided on a variety of issues, particularly the Iraq War. Donald Trump keeps excoriating Hillary Clinton for having supported the Iraq War and says that he showed foresight by realizing that it was going to destabilize the Middle East. But unfortunately for Mr. Trump, Governor Pence also supported the Iraq War. And there are many other divisions. Trade policy, for example. Mike Pence is an ardent supporter of free trade agreements that the United States has struck. Donald Trump wants to rewrite them all. So it's not immediately clear why he made this selection, but it is immediately clear that there was a relatively small number of people willing to run alongside Donald Trump, just as it's clear here in Cleveland that, you know, many, many Republicans are staying away from this convention. I've got to tell you, this city is not just subdued because of the events in Louisiana yesterday. It's subdued because, in large measure, it's a bit of a ghost town. I mean, there just aren't the kinds of sites that you normally associate with a city hosting a convention. I was out last night walking through an area not 10 minutes away from the arena, filled with bars and restaurants that you would imagine under normal convention circumstances would be teeming with delegates, and they were all absolutely empty. There is a real sense that people are staying away from this convention, and Donald Trump's task of trying to unite the Republican Party around him is still a very long way off.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, speaking to us there from Cleveland. I've got